Good day, eh? Woo. I got my giant Bible. Wee! So, well, probably a good... Probably... Wasa, wasa, wasa. There's probably a good portion of people that haven't heard me before, so God, just what's up? Just rest upon them with what's up. It would be really, really, really beneficial. What's up? For you to not look at me with that left brain and kind of what's up? Listen with your heart. Whoa, because. Wow. Moo. Whew. Oh. It feels good. Feels real good. Wow. It's a real joy to be with God's people today. Whoa. It's good to be in the house. It's good to be the house of the Lord. Whoa. It's good to be. And just so you know, I haven't been praying for you guys in a sense that, oh Lord, give me that anointing that will really tick them off. Just so you know. Because, wow. I find moo. He's been doing a lot of work in me, and he's been doing a lot of work in us. I mean, it's been a long time, but a lot of years. Whee! For Catch the Fire, it's, whoa, Henry and Beth, Pillars of the Fire. Woo-hoo! Whoa. Wow. For those that don't know me, I've been part of Toronto since July of 94, and wow. Well, I was on ministry team for 6 years or so, and then just God just plunging me into different venues and different things and just, but I always, you know, we're all on the foundation of the Father. Wow, it's just becoming more and more and more and more woo, aware of and awakened to, and I feel like today I felt. I feel, and I know this is a buzzword, you know, and I was watching Jesus Culture too. It was awesome, you know, just way. It seems like it's a buzzword, but it's not a buzzword. It's a word and spirit, you know, where Jesus said, "What's up?" Hey, that his words were spirit and life. Whoa, there's the word awakening. Wow, that's being. Propagated out, but it's because the Holy Spirit is fanning into flame something fresh, something, could I even say different? Wow. Could I even dare to say in the middle of a river church, something bigger than we've seen before? Wow. I think, you know, I totally agree with the fact of, that I would love to go to Brazil. I've talked to Gilberto about it, when the time is right or whatever, because I know that there's something there. And I, wow, it's interesting because, yeah, when I'm with Gilberto, I can feel Brazil, wassa. So, and I feel it here too. I feel there's something, but it's like, how much do we perceive, Holy Spirit? How much do we perceive? And I can say this from a son of the river. There's many things, wow. That I haven't perceived because my filter has only been TACF. In all due respect, I love the river. I found a beautiful, wonderful, amazing fish in the river. Woo, doggy! Jesus loves me, this I know. Wee! And lots of friends and lots of stuff kicked off and healed up and all that good stuff, and it's been awesome, but wee! I've had to allow him to remold my perceiving of the river. And he's been redirecting and renewing my mind about things of the Spirit, things of identity, things of the Spirit of God. I mean, it's so easy. I didn't ask for this anointing. Trust me. Wow. But I've learned, especially when I get around people like John Scotland or wow, how sometimes I've let it wane out of fear of man. Where I've held back because I wanted to let it be polite. I wanted to make it palatable for the masses. It's got to be polite. It's got to be pretty. Well, I tell you, and I heard this year. What you wee wee wee? Man, there's a lot of doors open here. Thank you, Lord. Whoa. Whew. We've seen so much, but sometimes, at least for me, I'll preach to myself and you can listen. Whoa. And throw at the bones, do whatever you want. Way bigger. But you get to feel things, you get to sense things, you get to family, right? There's always different. There's always stuff in the family. Wow. And it's learning to love. I remember Bob Jones saying, okay, I have to put the disclaimer out. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. If I've tried to do the 5 points, 3 points, and it's been a graveyard. Trust me, you don't want me. Well, he does have points for those that hear. And sometimes the Spirit of God is confounding your mind to reveal things and awaken us to different things. But I didn't ask for this anointing. Well, I thought I was going to have a nice little breaker anointing, lay hands on people, man of the hour with the power, boosh, like Billy Burke, boosh, you know, joo, joo, joo. But I got a word from James Gall years and years ago. Whoa, my angels don't behave so careful. Woo. And he gave me a word when I hosted him years and years ago. And he didn't know me, didn't know what was going on in Toronto from me or around me or whatever. But he gave me a word at this conference, and he says, his eyes are closed. And, you know, James gets in the vein and the flow. His eyes are closed, and he said, come here. So I come up to the front, and as I come up to the front, the Spirit of God puts me in like a pretzel. And I'm like, hello. I'm completely overcome and caught up in something of the Spirit that I wasn't in control. I mean, I was, but I wasn't. It's like, I could have, but why? I could have said no to it. But anyways, as I was there, his eyes are closed. He says, in the king's court, there are many subjects in the court, but there's one particular subject. Whee! And that's the court jester. Wow. Well, he had no idea that, you know, for the most part in Toronto, that was, I mean, I'd just go around and get everybody whacked out and drunk and everything. But so it's kind of been, it actually helped me be a little bit more at peace with me. And you know, not that you got to be like, you know, I mean, we're all unique. We're all who we are. I mean, good Lord, we didn't want everybody to look like me or John Scotland or whoever. Like, be you. I remember somebody just said, if you're not yourself, the Holy Spirit won't recognize you. So we got to be me. I got to be me. Whoosh. So, turn in your hymnals. No. Wow. So the Lord's been working on my perceiving. And it's like,
Get her, Lord.
Woo, Jehovah Sneaky, come on down. He's been rearranging the furniture of my perception of, and I liked what we heard this morning is like, Brazil does have something because it's each joint supplying. Brazil's a joint of great miracles, great faith. I mean, we've heard many, many things, and it's like that joint needs to supply. And you know, if obviously Catch the Fire has something to supply. Each joint in the global body has something to supply. If we can lift our perception, what's up, beyond our stuff, and beyond our everyday go-to-meeting, everyday kind of life. And so the Lord's been speaking to me. And I love what the Lord has done and what He's doing in Catch a Fire. I love where the Holy Spirit is resting on. Wow. And I feel like today, wow, He wants to awaken us to something of Himself. Wow. Wow. That we intellectually might, what's up, have a particular view of. Wow. But I felt like He was putting a different wee, a different shift on. Because if we've been around conferences enough, part of where I'm going today is about Ezekiel's River. Wow. Where, what's up? Whew. Now we're in a river church. Whoosh. What's that mean? You know, and prophetically we've heard that, you know, we were at the ankle and then we're at the knee and then we're at the waist and then we can't. We all we can do is swim in it. And obviously it's the word, right? But He switched up the application, cha cha cha, for me. And again, I know that I'm preaching to the choir, but in case this is needed, wow. In a river church, if we aren't a presence-driven people, program will creep in. Issues of, See, He's after what we behold, we become. He's after shifting, what are we beholding? Are we beholding how to build a movement? Or are we beholding how to grow organically as a living, breathing body? What's that? Too many times we've read of things go sideways because something creeps into things. Something, I mean, every single denomination we know started, wow, whoa, started in the fire of God. The Methodists, all of these denominations, they all started with a massive outpouring of the Spirit. Wassa! I mean, the Quakers, you name it. All these things that we aspire and we look back at, and it's like, oh man, if only, if only, if only. Well, God help us as, what's up, people of Toronto, because we're all known for the Toronto blessing, the Father's blessing. God help us, and I'm saying this out of love because I don't want us to all of a sudden be going and going and going and going and going and going, and it's like, oh, I remember when 94 was so incredibly hot. And all I'm doing is looking back and looking back and looking back. We are what we behold. I want to behold the present tense reality of He that is in us. Do you perceive who is in you? Do you perceive? He's been rearranging my whole grid of understanding, my whole grid of taking on Christianese, even in the river, taking on Christianese that is actually, I'm investigating. It's like, am I saying that? And is that actually triggering something from unbelief? I'm letting him search out the house. Because we're not like Brazil. But we ought to be. If we've been 17 years in the Spirit of the Lord that heals the sick, cleanses the leper, raises the dead, where are we? Can I be a little bit frank? I know I'm Larry, but sometimes I'm frank in the sense that we need to be okay with assessing where we are. And it, no condemnation. Glory to God. I mean, John and Carol have done an amazing job. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I mean, I probably would have lasted. I mean, I had to move back in 89 in a young offender's home. I wasn't there. I was working for it. Woohoo! Used to be a drug addict, but I'm all right now. But there was something break out amongst 10 young offenders in a young offender's home. And the glory hit. And I had enough sense. Didn't know catchers. Didn't know I needed it. I had them all lined up in front of a couch or a chair. And I played Benny Hinn. And there's one particular video. And I used to watch it over. I was starving for God. I was starving for the anointing. I was starving. Even for Toronto stuff. I was starving. I'd drive 2 hours, three times, four times a week. I was starving for God. But this video of Benny, he gets to this point. He says, when I say now, the whole place is going to just fall. And it does. It just goes, I mean, they do the worship and they're just right in there. And all of a sudden he goes, now. And like dominoes, all of them it was pandemonium. I loved it. And so I was zealous enough that I would preach to everything. So I just took it into my shift on the YO things. Like, you want to feel God? I would scare them so bad for I need a little bit more. I didn't have as much of the Father's love. And so I'd scare the hell out of them. The rapture's coming. You need to get to Jesus right now. Tomorrow we might be gone. I would just, you know, nail them with it, right? God has forgiven me. And so anyway, I was like, how can we bring God in this? And, you know, and I had a fair amount of persecution working in this because the assistant director was a JW and all this. Anyways, thank you, Jesus. I was about 2 years. Oh, I was a year old in the Lord when that happened. And just passion, just going for God. Oh, Lord, help. And so I played this video. I said, guys, you want to find out if the power of God and the Holy Spirit's real? Like, let's test it out. Put your hands up. I'm going to play this video, and we'll just invite God to come. We'll invite, see what, you know, it's like we're doing. And I was doing the hallelujah thing with Benny and all this other stuff, right? You know, we just kind of go with the flow or whatever. And so, and we play in this video, and my partner, because, you know, there's always two people on the shift. The phone kept ringing because we were working, right? And so I'd have to rewind the tape. And the anointing was so thick on the worship. Here's my friend's like, he's getting up to go to the, and, you know, we didn't know anything about, you know, Toronto or nothing, right? Just like, he's just literally pickled in the, trying to, he was just beside himself so much. And then I finally got to the moment where Benny said, now. And I wasn't going to close my eyes for nothing. So here's these guys, these young guys. I said, put your hands up and just, you know, almost like a triple dog dare you to see if God's real. And sure enough, there's 10 of them. He says, now, all 10 of them fall down in the power of God on the couch way before Toronto. I mean, it's like, oh, God, now what do I do? And so they're there just, you know, beside themselves. The Spirit of God's in the room big time. I said, well, what do we do? Okay, let's get in a circle and start praying, brother. So everybody joined hand. We got in a we got in a circle, and why am I going down this road? Anyway, it was crazy. Oh, yeah, okay. Because I had just enough of the Holy Spirit that I thought I knew everything. I spoke in tongues. Glory to God. You know, so I knew something about the Spirit, right? Well, here we are. We all joined hands. And I just started just praying up a storm. Good Pentecostal boy that I was. Just going at for it, right? All of a sudden, God, there's two of them. They get hit with this massive laughter. And I think it's a mocking spirit. And I shut her down. I could have had Toronto in a little wee country house of Y.O. Place. There could have been a revival in it was by Trenton, right where I used to live. So anyway. But it's about how we perceive what the Spirit of God is doing. Are we on the edge enough? Do we hold our hand open enough for Him to come in a different way? He's been rooting out of me things that we're okay, and it's kind of like we walk in the light that we have, but then all of a sudden there's a greater light come, and it's like, you know, the same thing, the just shall live by faith was always in the Bible. And then, boom, God just says, I'm going to shine a little flashlight on that for him. And then, gets a reformation. So there's light coming right now for me, and I think in a greater way. Turn with me, I'll get to the Bible. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me to, Colossians 2. I've been camped on this because I feel like God is writing afresh on my heart and rewriting what I think, rewriting. And, you know, I know I might be, I probably am preaching to the choir. You might have already had this revelation, and if you do, just bear with me. Again, I'm preaching to myself, you can listen. But particularly in, I'll go back up to 9, but 10 is the kicker. For in Him, and this is the Amplified because I like more power. For in Him, the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in Him, made full. Having come to fullness of life, and in the brackets, woo doggy, unpack the Amplified. In Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whew. You too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. That has been haunting me and rewriting how I think about the river, how I think about the aspect and reality is, what's up? We, as individuals, carry the Trinity. Whew. You are so one with the Trinity that just like Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. Oh, chick-a-pa-ha. But see, for some reason, after 23 years, I'm just coming to this verse, like, what is wrong with my journey? Again, for all those that already have this revelation, glory to God. I hope it's working for you. But I asked the question, if I really experientially knew that all of God was in me, that the fullness is already in me, would I have a different life? Would I be able to go into Newmarket, into the malls? Going with the Lord, such as we have, be unto us, be unto you. Like, it's been grabbing me. So if I have the fullness, wow, would the real Trinity please stand up in me? Would the real Trinity stand up in you? Would all of God, could we dare to believe, Bruno, could we dare to believe that a company of people, it only took 12 youngins to change the whole known world. Why? They must have had a revelation. Even the ones perceived, they perceived, even the people outside, they perceived that they had been with Jesus. That was after the resurrection. They carried something on them. They carried something beyond an intellectual ascent about renewal, about the river, about Christianity. They functioned with and from a substance called the Trinity, the essence of God in your belly. If we could awaken to this, if we don't awaken to this, I dare to say, I think I will become a monument. Instead of a living, breathing, organic, living stone, it's not an intellectual, an ascent to just make me feel good or have little cliches. He says that you are a habitation built up for the Spirit, built up for the Trinity to live in you. And I was like, okay. And again, we walk in the light that we've been walking in. And I'm still trying to sort all this stuff out. So it's like, okay, where I go, the Trinity go. Where I go, He go. Where you go, He go. Yeah. And everywhere He go, you go. You're inseparable. They that are joined to the Lord are one Spirit. But religion has convinced us that it's going to be in the sweet by and by in the millennial reign because it robs us of the present truth. I can't get off of this truth because I want to know it. I want to know that it's completely written on my spirit, on my soul, on my body, that all my cells completely emulate and radiate no longer Larry's life, but Christ and the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Oh Lord. I believe that as we can awaken our perception or allow Him to massage awake our perception of. Graham Cook usually throws a nugget or two out that just kind of just roll me over in the clover. Just crazy stuff. He says, these one-liners just, you know, just crazy. He goes, you're either going toward God or you're coming from God. Let me unpack that. And again, I know I'm speaking in a river church. I know I'm speaking to a river family. But if we keep seeking something that the Word says we've already got, do we slip over into something? Do we act as though we don't have? That's what he's been dealing with. Larry, why are you acting as though you don't and you aren't filled with me? Why are you acting as though I've had to rethink, I've had to wrestle some stuff because I love the river. I love what God is resting on. But if I'm adopting something, and I'm not blaming anything, but somehow I defaulted somehow to believing and acting more that I need to be filled when I'm already filled. And again, I'm still having to sort that out because yes, be filled every day. I gotta research some more of that, and I'm not trying to step on any cows, but maybe I am. I don't know. It's like if there's something to awaken in us that can start getting the job done, friend of ours we're just talking to, he went to a church one time. Wow. He was seeking the Lord what to say. And he saw Jesus knocking on the door. But it was knocking from the inside. He said, Jesus is saying, I want out. He wants to go out. So Ezekiel River, and I'm going to try and be brief and close. Ezekiel River changed up on me by the Spirit, I believe. Because, you know, especially in revival, and it's good, there's a place for it, but I don't think it's the whole story. Is that, okay, we've known ankle deep. We've known knee deep, knee deep, knee deep. Whoosh. And then we get to the waist, the loins, and then we got to swim in it. I mean, it's perfect revival theology. It's perfect. It's like, okay, one day we'll just come in here and we'll be swimming for Jesus. A river that no one can cross. But it's starting to shift for me. He wants out. Why I'm saying this, yesterday we were at, we were at a festival. We were at a street festival. And Jacqueline's been a part of a band, just beginning a band with a band that are all Christians. And they're going out and they starting to do festivals, different things. But they're singing worldly music. Don't tell anybody. It's not really worldly. It's fresh. It's jazz. It's a lot of jazz, a little bit of pop. A lot of pop. Incognito. So there they are doing their gig. And it's really good. You know, there's a few people. It's really in the morning, so, you know, barely anybody. But there were a few people around, and it was good. They were really kicking it really, really good. But then at the last four songs or so, whoosh. God rested on that whole corner. I could feel as much, if not more, of God. The thick substance of the kabod of God on the street corner where they were doing it. And the more that they did the song, one was wading in the water and other things. And then at the end, a little bit of No Other Friend. But he kind of changed it up, whatever. And he came so thick. Everybody was just kind of... And you knew it was like this holy moment that God invisibly was doing something. So it started to spark in me. And then he started to speak to me about the river. Now these guys, all of them are extremely talented, wonderful gifting, and they've been in worship for a long time. So they've been marinating and marinating and marinating in the Holy Ghost. And the whole thing is that he's awakening us. To he that is in us is greater. So my challenge, I feel like, and, you know, gentle nudge, because no matter your sphere, no matter your field, no matter your mountain, you know, the whole seven mountain thing, there's something to it. I believe that he wants to shift our perception of him and him going out. Could it be that the amount that I perceived that was on the street was just ankle deep? Just enough to whet their appetite. And what if they keep following the measurer, following the one to the next assignment, following and oh, thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, the more that we turn to that outer conscience, other conscience, where it's no longer Larry's issue, but it's Christ's issue with the world. And not to judge them and not to be angry with them, but to love them. God still loves the world that he sent Jesus. And so, wow, where are you situated right now? Where is your field of influence? It could be big, it could be small. It's not about that. It's about where has Papa planted you? And I know what it's like to work out there. Oh, Lord, hear my send them. Not taking lightly the struggle and the fire you go through. I hear it. I know it. I've lived it. We've been in it at different things. But God, if I can shift my perception off of me and unto thee, where do you want to go with this river, Dad? Where do you want to touch? Where do you want me to co-create with you an atmospheric, transformational, culture-changing? And it could be just going to Starbucks, St. Arbucks, right? You go there just to hang out with Jesus and a friend that's struggling, whatever. How can I loose the river? How does the river of Christ, how does the substance of Christ want to rest? Cha-cha-cha-cha! Release through me. Wow. But not in a Bible-bashing way. Please! One of my pet peeves, sorry. Maybe you've not seen this, hopefully you haven't. Is the protesters at the funerals over in the States. How dare they say that they believe in the same Jesus that I do? That they go to these known homosexual funerals and say that God is judging America. And God is doing this. And they're so mean and so hateful and so absolute opposite to Papa's love. Absolutely, could I say, living out deception from a legalistic Bible bashing without the love of God, we become a dangerous. The letter of the law kills, but the spirit of love gives life. The spirit of love in your belly. You got a great big Michelin sized man in you. The spirit of the God man lives in you. The Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, filled him with righteousness, killed sin in the world, wow, lives upon us. And but see, I bet you guys are completely ruined for anything Canadian anymore. In all due respect to everything, right? It's like Sunday go to meeting, oh good God help me. In all due love, you know, it's got nothing to do with Bruno or I. It's just... I know, because I got ruined one time when I went to Poland when I first got born again with my pastor, and it was cooking. It was cooking so much, especially in a language you can't understand. So it's like, oh Lord, is this really you? Oh Lord, are they really praying to you? there was so much fire. There was so much passion on these people. And then I come back to my little country church like, Rick, what's wrong with us? Well, you know, I mean, and we excuse it, and we, you know, we get into our Western theology of, well, you know, brother, we've got the word. Whatever. So, I don't know all the answers, but I've got the one that does inside. Well, that the same sevenfold Spirit of God that is on Jesus is now on you, His body. As the head is, so is the body. But somehow I think we've been talked into, somehow by default, that we've got a lesser amount or a lesser function or a lesser portion of the Spirit. Well, it's like, well, you know, the head, Jesus, that's God. But somehow I've let, I don't know if it's doubt or just ignorance creep in, and it's like, if I'm now bodily, the body of Christ, the head and the body are to function as one. But if my perceiver, if God, can I give you a new light? Oh, Lord, help. A new light on a log in our eye? It's just coming. Could it be that the log in my eye is I? The eye. The eye of Larry. The eye of me, 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 me. It's all about me. It's not about him. It's about me. could it be that the log in my eye that I'm constantly trying to get out got out at the cross? That he removed the log in our eye so that Christ can come forth. And the new eye that's in the same image of righteousness, peace, and joy, and all that stuff. So anyway, just food for thought. Okay, where are we going? The river wants to come out of you. The river wants to break out. We talk a lot about breaking out, breakthrough, and all that stuff. I believe is shifting our perception, wants to shift our perception so that the river is beyond ankle, beyond knee, beyond the loins, and it's so strong on us that no one can cross us. Could this be what we read about the Peter of shadow? He was so inundated with the full majesty of Christ that the overshadowing of Jesus on Peter was the river, and he was just out there swimming with the river of Christ, the fullness of God. He was somehow allowing the fullness of God that everywhere he went, his shadow healed. Wow. No 7 points to healing. Place for that, but anyway. Wow. I want the fullness of God realized in me and flooding out of me. If it's flooding out of me, I think that that's probably, again, it's a faith issue. Brazil? I think they're just pushing the button of faith. And there's so much. They're exercised. They're bodybuilders of faith. I know what that is like. Anyway, oh Lord. I've seen visions of me when I was in my process of getting remolded in things. That my faith was actually atrophy. It was almost dead. And I didn't even have enough faith. It's like he said to me, Gideon, why are you still here? And there was nobody else in the place. So I guess he's talking to me. And I realized that there was something suffocating faith. There was something overshadowing that wasn't good over the faith, over the spirit, over the fullness of who God already is in us and in me. So, last thing. Is anybody getting anything out of this? Thank you, Jesus. Whoosh. Whee! Last year, and I feel like I'm saying this because I believe that it's progressively coming as we are being prepared and repaired or whatever. There's a process going on right now. I was in California with a friend and we were ministering to a person, and there was things to go on and stuff. But all of a sudden, we were in a ministry session and praying for this person. And all of a sudden, and this never happened ever before, all of a sudden there's a helicopter right over the house. I mean, it's a house. And it's like right on top of us. And everything stops. And it's like everybody's looking. It's like, what is this? And I knew. You know how you know when the knower is like, okay, God, you're up to something. What is it, sneaky? And all of a sudden it was like I was caught up into this place in the spirit. What's up? And I saw, wow, you know how in those army helicopters or whatever, or the planes, that they do a drop? That they've got a great big skid of, whether it be a tank or whether it be supply or whatever, they just let it drop out and it falls and goes plunk and hits the ground or whatever. That's what I saw in the spirit. I saw this massive skid. Be deposited there. And I thought, wow, I have to back up. The night before, I have this profound prophetic dream. And in this dream, everybody that I was with, and I knew pretty much everybody that was on this in this dream, we were all on different stations in this spaceship. We were all on this massive, you know, it's like starship or something, and we all had a station. And then out of nowhere, these angels came, these beings came, and deposited to every station new upgraded weapons. And then it switched a bit there because there was like these massive things. It's like they just fell into this place. And then it was a process of learning how to maneuver them, how to function with. And I believe, wow, Canada is being poised for a massive upgrade. Could I dare say Toronto, we Canadians, we are being prepared and poised for an upgrade. And these weapons were completely different. And if I don't have discernment, if I don't have perceiving, I'll just keep doing my other thing. I'll just so there's a preparation time of learning. God, do you want to do something different with me? Is there something you want to rearrange? Is there something about the fullness of God that I have to throw out some thinking in order to step over into that realm of faith so that the fullness of the river called the Spirit of the Lord that heals the sick, that cleanses the leper, that heals the brokenhearted, He wants out of us so big, so large, that it will be a notable stirring, a notable awakening. And it's like, I think, because I feel like I'm coming into my senses. I feel like, you know, I'm asking, it's like, okay, God, is it that I was part of a prodigal thing or whatever, like in my thinking? Because I feel like I'm coming to my senses that all of God lives in me. All of God. Okay, if you're there, what do I need to know? What do I need to grow an understanding about? What do I need to get revelation of this reality, these heavenly realities? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you and upon you, so you have all of God. But that truth kind of puts a heavy responsibility. Remember, I think Bill said this. I don't know if you saw this. Bill said, if I go out of this stadium and I walk by a homeless person, he says, you have every right to judge me. He says, and I've got lots of money. If I have lots of money and I don't feed that poor, he says, you have every right to question the fruit of my and everything else. So it's like, oh, Lord, I know where he's going. So he said, the same thing. If I know that I am full of God and I go by somebody that's sick and don't pray for them, it's subject to the same accountability. Whoa. That's good for Bill Johnson, but I don't know about Larry. But no, but I mean, it's awakening us to... He wants us to start thinking different. He wants us to come to the edge and hold everything kind of loosely and say, God, is there anything that I need to rethink? Is there anything that I'm believing that is actually thwarting and grieving the fullness of God? When I started to read this, and I thought, does that mean because I've been acting as though I am not filled with God, that I am quenching and grieving the Spirit of God in me? It's like, oh, Lord, forgive me. Like, and do whatever needs to be done in my thinking and my believing so that you can flood through me in a massive way so that you can be yourself through me. So let's stand and we'll... Oh, thank you for your patience. Well, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're here because you're on us and in us. Why? Well, we welcome your brooding. We welcome who you are. We welcome your light. I thank you that it's not an accusatory light, but it's a tender, loving, beautiful, gentle light. Because you're always about renewing our mind. You're always about bringing us to the next level. You're always about being big in us. Lord, would you highlight anything in me that would limit your river. If you're comfortable with this, you can pray with me. You don't have to. And just pray, Heavenly Father, I come in the name of your Son, Jesus. I invite you by your Spirit to lift off of me any yoke of limitation, known or unknown, that is grieving you, grieving your fullness, quenching your fullness. I invite you into my thinking, my believing. Rearrange the furniture if you have to. I surrender my faculties afresh to the Trinity within me. I'm asking Holy Spirit to come with understanding. Illuminate me with revelation. Flood my heart with your light, that I might see the surpassing greatness of the greater one within. Father, you said you would make your home in us. I want to renounce anything that is saying in me, making me act as though it not true. Lord, would you uproot every tree that's not been planted by you? Lord, help me to believe. Empower me by your grace to believe and to see where your river wants and desires to flow from the ankle to the knee, to the loins to the shoulders. Here we are, Lord. Pick us. We, your temple, want to radiate the torrential river of the Trinity to every field of influence that I'm in now and that I'm about to be upgraded in. Take me to the nations. Take me to this nation. Let the river flow out of me. The river of your fullness be fully realized, fully revolutionary. Touch the culture everywhere through me. Thank you, Lord. so Father, right now, I take authority over every limiting power in the room. Oh, Lord, I choose to open by the key of the kingdom and unlock the bride, unlock the body. I choose to unlock the body. Ugh. From a preoccupation with self, to be fully occupied with Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless them, Father. Let the river flow without limit. Let the river flow. And I'm asking God that the oils of the kingdom would come and prepare them for your upgrade. I release that revelation. Let it rest on those that believe, Father. Let it catch. Woo! Let it catch fire, God. Let it catch fire, God. Let it catch fire and catch the fire, God. Upgrade! Whoa. Dare to believe. Dare to believe. Dare to believe that a shaking is coming. Whoa. To remove the rubble. And bring you higher. Thank you, Lord. Do it, Father. Amen, amen.